Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Join the heartwarming adventure in Michael Moose Helps Santa by Dawn Harvey Kittle. When Santa's reindeer fall ill, it's up to a kind-hearted moose named Michael to save Christmas. You'll follow along as the journey to deliver presents and discover the true magic of the holiday season. A tale that reminds us of the spirit of giving and the joy of Christmas. A delightful and meaningful read for the whole family. Dawn Harvey Kittle is a widow with grown twins, a boy and a girl. She has four grandchildren, actively involved in the Greater Lansing, Michigan Orchid Society and her church. Dawn is a retired school teacher from Redford Union Schools in Michigan. Dawn Harvey Kittle, author of Christmas is Love, Beatrix the Floppy Ear Bunny, and the lovely Christmas story, Michael Moose Helps Santa, and she joins us on This Week in America. Dawn, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I love what you've done with the story. It's a cute story. It's a book that should be shared with the entire family. Michael Moose Helps Santa. We'll give you Dawn's website where to order the books as we go through our conversation with Dawn today. Where did the idea come from for Michael Moose Helps Santa?
Well, that is a good question. It started out as Christmas is Love, which is the name of my second book. But that didn't go too well. And then I thought, maybe I could name the moose Methuselah, because I wanted a biblical outline for it. Well, that didn't work. Marty, nah. So I decided on Michael. And if anyone knows the Bible, they will know who Michael really is.
Yeah, it's a meaningful name, a meaningful story. It's a great book to share with your children, to read with them, to talk about. It brings Christmas better into focus. Michael Moose Helps Santa by Dawn Harvey Kittle. Her website is simple, dawnkittlebooks.com, K-I-T-T-L-E. And we'll have, of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the premise for the book. You've got a disaster about to happen. Maybe Christmas is going to be missed this year. And then you've got Michael to the rescue. Give us the background for the story, how it unfolds.
Oh, well, it unfolded kind of with the pandemic. That's I decided, well, maybe the reindeer could be ill. And as you know how we were in the pandemic, they were just having an awful time there in at the North Pole. And that's when Michael appears, because all of the reindeer were sick and they couldn't fly the plane, couldn't fly the sleigh. So then Michael comes, and Santa asks him if he can fly, and Michael, he demonstrates that, yeah, I can do this. And so then Santa hires him, and then they all are busy getting everything, all the preparations ready for the big day.
And I love, as they're distributing toys to children all across the world, they take a moment to stop in Bethlehem to see the nativity of baby Jesus. Talk about that.
Well, if you get the idea of Michael, I don't want to give it away yet.
No.
But yes, they're all done. They've delivered all the presents, and they're on their way home. And Michael says to Santa, "Oh, we have an extra special trip we're going to make." And Santa goes, "What?" And he says, "Yes." And then Michael Moose flies down to Bethlehem, where the baby Jesus is, and then they all bow, including Santa. And then they fly back home in record time.
There's so much in the book, and I don't want to ask too many questions that will have you give anything away. It's such an enjoyable read and well illustrated as well. Talk about that aspect of it, to take your words and then make them come to life on the page with the illustrations.
Oh, yes. The illustrator is my daughter-in-law's father. And he's a self-made artist. He hasn't had any art lessons or anything. It just comes to him. And I asked him if he could please illustrate it for me, as he did my previous book, Christmas is Love. And I gave him the story and also put down picture here. I want a picture here of what. And I just let him go with his own creativity of what it looks like. And then he sent me the pictures, and I said, yeah, that's right. Or, no, I would prefer to have them at the stable. Do you want them flying in the air? Do you want them on the ground? And that's how we communicated, and that's how he made those beautiful illustrations.
Well, it came together so nicely. The book we're talking about is Michael Moose Helps Santa by Dawn Harvey Kittle, K-I-T-T-L-E. Book available wherever books are sold. You are a link, publishing.company, publishing.com, all of the places. We've got these on our website and Dawn's website, dawnkittlebooks.com. Let's talk a little bit about what happens in the beginning when you have this idea. Talk about writing a book that's age appropriate, that gets the message across in a way. You're a school teacher. You know what it takes to hold their attention, and you can't go on too long or you lose their attention. What are the challenges in writing a children's book to make it entertaining, have a message there, and to hold their attention for the book?
Oh, to have them to be able to relate to the book, for one thing.
Yes.
And, of course, I have a tendency to maybe write too much, so I have to stop myself. Because once I get my imagination running, and basically I can just kind of go wild when I write a children's book. I don't say wild, but my imagination can keep running and running. So I kind of have to stop myself. But it seems like once I sit down, I kind of make like an outline, because I have to stop myself, really. I start with an outline, beginning, middle, and end. Usually I have the beginning and the end done, but it's in the middle. And how I started out was a little hard, because I thought, I want to bring in the forest creatures besides the reindeer, because I wanted to connect all of the books. So I came up with the idea that they all visit each other at Christmas time, or they have like a little Christmas party. And it was Heather Fawn's time to have the party. And she's the one that wanted to tell the story about her distant cousins, the moose, and the time that they were all, I mean, distant, yeah. Her,
oh, yes.
Actually, yeah, that is a distant cousin, a moose. But her other cousins, the reindeer, who were so sick. And so she was all excited to tell everyone about it. And then all of they came, and then she starts the story, and then the story develops into Michael Moose. My hardest time is I want little Benny, is a little bunny, and he keeps trying to interrupt in the beginning because he doesn't know what some of the words mean. And I would have liked to brought that throughout the book, but I was afraid that would break up the continuity of the story. So I just left Benny with his paw over his mouth and then tell me the story.
There is so much that goes into a successful children's book, as you're learning, as Dawn talks about the process of writing this. This book is a delightful children's book. The book, boy, Christmas time, this is appropriate. And I'll mention again the other two books as well. You'll find information on all three at our website, dawnkittlebooks.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a great addition to the library for your young people. And again, it's great for the kids to read. It's great for you to read with them, for them to read to you. You can pause and reflect and talk about some of what Michael's going through and some of the escapades and adventures as you read through Dawn's books. Dawn, what age group is this designed for? Is there a particular group that you wrote this for?
Okay. The very first book, Beatrix, the Floppy Ear Bunny, that was written as a class assignment over 60 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And I decided I wanted that published in my lifetime, so I did. And then somehow everything kind of developed from there. Then I wrote two more to have to go with Beatrix, so...
Well, let's talk about this book in particular, and then I'll come back to Beatrix. Michael Moose Helps Santa. You have so many lessons, themes, morals that are there that are like woven into the story. So it's not like they're jumping out at you. They're there and you reflect on these as you read these. It's a wonderful way that you tie that all in your writing. What are some of the themes that you get across, hopefully, to the young people in Michael Moose?
What are some of the themes in the book?
Yeah, some of the themes that you incorporated in the story.
Mercy. Well, of course, getting along with each other, being courteous for one, you know, courteous and kind to each other. Also, there's a religious theme in there that the Lord comes to you in times of need. Let's see. They just kind of come, to be honest with
you.
Well,
yeah, it flows very naturally. And as you're reading, as the young person is reading, they're aware of all of these. I hate to call them morals. That sounds like it's a class you're taking them to. This is entertaining, but you're learning something at the same time. And if you have a chance to share it with the children, a great chance for a family discussion. And it brings sort of a better focus on, it can be a hectic time of year, sort of a better focus on the true magic and joy of Christmas, doesn't it? Sometimes we don't have a chance to reflect on that. We get caught up in buying presents and wrapping presents and all of that. We sort of forget the real meaning.
Exactly.
And this is a way to sort of bring all of that into focus. Michael Moose Helps Santa. The first book that you talked about, Beatrix the Floppy Ear Bunny, this book is actually being used in classrooms. I understand a former student of yours, I mentioned you're a teacher, so it's an honor to have one of your students become a teacher. I'm sure that made you feel proud that they followed in what you did in teaching. You made an impact on them. And then they're using your book, your messages in the classroom. Talk about that, because Beatrix, the Floppy Ear Bunny, is more than just a cute story, isn't it?
Yes, it's about empathy and accepting others for what they are and who they are. And Jeanette, we're friends on there on Facebook. Start talking, I guess, on Facebook is what it was.
Yes.
And I told her about my book, and I sent her several, you know, a couple of copies for her classroom, because at that time she was in, I went about whatever state she was in. And I told her that there is a free teacher's manual on my Teacher Pay Teachers store, Kittle's Kitty Corner, all with K. And you go down to the free books, and there is the free manual for Beatrix. So she did. She went ahead and ran it off, and she used it in the classroom. And she does have a review on my my website.
Yeah, you'll find that when you go to dawnkittlebooks.com. Yep. And the teacher's manual, we've got an actual link for that that'll be on our website as well. So if you're a teacher there interested in looking into the story to use in the classroom, bullying is something that's probably even more prominent now with social media, and you don't have to face somebody to taunt them. And you tackle that in Beatrix. This really has, a number of themes that it brings about in this children's book, doesn't it? I mean, you're really motivating people as they're reading this, and it's great for the teacher to be able to use on so many levels. And Christmas is Love. Talk a little bit about the story behind that book.
Okay. Christmas is Love. That started out different. Like I told you, the Michael Moose kind of ran together. But I made it into two different books. And, Beatrix, she comes from a rather poor family, shall we say. And she doesn't have any ice skates, and she's watching everyone on the pond. So she's, you know, kind of sad because all of her friends now are skating and she can't. And she lives with her grandmother, and her grandmother, she said she was sorry, they just couldn't. And then Beatrix comes up with the idea, well, why can't I go to work and earn them? So she winds up sweeping floors at Charlie Chipmunk's father's store, Acorn General Store and she gets enough money, but then Christmas is coming, and at school they exchange names for gifts, and then Beatrix has a problem. What is she going to do with this hard-earned money? She has enough for skates, but she's got to buy a present. What does she do? That's her dilemma. And so I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, and that's the dilemma, and she handles it, and you'll enjoy that, and your children will enjoy reading that story. That book is Christmas is Love, beautifully illustrated as well. I mentioned in the beginning a retired school teacher. You're really not in the true sense, are you? You're teaching every day as you're writing these stories. You're still doing it, just a much bigger classroom now.
I loved teaching, and I never left the classroom of my heart.
Well, you've got the background because you know what captures their attention. You know what it takes to get a message through, how to present that message to the young people. A grandmother as well mentioned the four grandchildren gives you more, not that you needed it, but more experience in dealing with young people. What are you working on now? These three books have really made a big impression in children's books and are available great to individually or together as a Christmas gift. And keep that in mind, and I'll give you the information on how to purchase in just a couple of seconds. What are you working on now?
Oh, boy. I'm working on a different series, Yvonne and Yvette series, which are real people. It's called The Quest of the Yellow Hibiscus. I do have two more ideas for my children's book. One is about Roberta Beaver. She doesn't like her teeth. And then there's another one about a fox. But those are still mulling in my head. But The Quest of the Yellow Hibiscus came about with my cousin and I in Florida. And we were looking for a yellow hibiscus for her yard, and I says, oh, we're on the quest of the yellow hibiscus. That sounds like a good title. And before you know it, that took off, and I'm in the middle of working on that, but as it involves real people and real places, I have to make sure everything is accurate. So yes. I have to do research and, it's not like with the children's book where I can just, my imagination can go, but this one has to be more.
How long do you think before that may be available?
Oh, gosh. It depends if I push myself.
No pressure. I don't mean to do that. No pressure. I tell you what, if you check Dawn's website, dawnkittlebooks.com, when the book is out, the information will be available there, and you can get information and order that as well. A couple minutes left in the program. How much fun has this been for you in writing these children's books and reading reviews and seeing reactions from real people and having one of the books being used in the classroom? How much fun is this?
Oh, it has been fun. Like I said, I start out writing it. And then when I sit down to the computer to type it up, sometimes other ideas come to me that's entirely different than what I've written. And I it's a lot of fun, really.
Well, and the end result is it's reaching young people. The great messages in all of the books. This new book that we're talking about today is Michael Moose Helps Santa. The other two books, Beatrix the Floppy Ear Bunny and Christmas is Love, you'll find all of those at Dawn's website, dawnkittlebooks.com. Dawn, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the success of these books. Looking forward, no pressure, but looking forward to talking with you when the next book comes out. Enjoy the holiday season, and thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And the books, once again, great ideas for young people in your family for Christmas. The three books are Michael Moose Helps Santa, also Beatrix the Floppy Ear Bunny, and Christmas is Love. Information at yourlinkpublishing.com. All the usual places for books. And Dawn's website, dawnkittlebooks.com, KITTLE. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.